show Money Matters. I'm John Rudy from Kingston Wealth Management. Thanks for tuning in this Saturday morning. Joining me today in the studio is Kevin Kingston. We got the boss out up early this morning to join me. Kevin and Mike get the day off. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, glad to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
Hey, we got a few things we want to talk about this morning, particularly as it relates to the economy. Kevin, one of the things that I took notice of this week was, the first 6 months, there's been a lot of criticism of what's been going on in the in this administration, the president, and some of it, unfortunately, is warranted. We know nobody's perfect, but what you don't hear is the successes that we've seen. And I just want to rattle off a couple of them. Have respond in the last 6 months, we've had 1 million new jobs created. We've got I think 237,000 public sector jobs in August. That's on the heels of 209,000 in July. Consumer spending up to about 3.3% right now. I think the biggest thing may be the GDP
revised.
Yeah,
the second quarter, John, was revised up to 3%, which is one of the best quarters we've seen in a number of years, I believe. And you mentioned jobs. The ADP report was very positive.
Yeah.
237,000 jobs added in the private sector. The expected number was about 185.
Right.
So far exceeded expectations.
Yeah, and you're starting to see now, for the first time in the last couple of quarters, car sales have improved. I mentioned consumer confidence. Kevin, about the only thing that there's been a little bit of a pushback or pullback, I should say, is on the housing market. We've had the higher prices. We've got lower inventory. And so just on that basis, we've had a little bit of a pullback, but I think on balance.
Down, but nothing major.
No.
You're going to see some rebuilding, certainly in Texas, coming out of this. Thoughts and prayers go out to the people being affected by Hurricane Harvey. I mean, it's devastating, but on the heels of it, you'll see a lot of rebuilding. The upside of what people are suffering through now, there'll be a lot of rebuilding, and you may see those housing numbers actually improve a few months from now.
Kevin, we talk about the companies like the Home Depots of the world, the Lowe's, the companies that are probably going to see some better numbers in terms of earnings maybe over the next couple of quarters because of that. And that's always a function of what goes on here. But I think one of the things that folks are even seeing here in a little bit in Central Illinois right now is a little bit of an increase at the gas pumps. And we might see a little bit more of it. But as far as the oil price in general, really not much of a movement.
We haven't seen a huge change yet. And, I think a lot of it has to do with, John, the production around the U.S. We used to think more of just Texas, Louisiana, but now you have more refineries and production around the country. So you haven't seen that crude oil price affected dramatically.
No.
We're still in that 46 per barrel range. But I think you're right. You're going to see some increase at the pump, maybe going forward.
It's a devastating thing when you see what we've seen. And on a different note, and we always focus on financial, but it's really great to see how many people came together, volunteers, the public sector, the private sector. It didn't really know race, religion, creed. It just was a lot of folks, and that was to me. Personally, appreciated seeing that. What's the real America?
Which I think to see the Trump administration, John, and the governor and everybody involved on a local basis, some of the mayors. I mean, the personal responsibility that people have taken upon themselves just to step in and help is really refreshing and remarkable.
What have you seen in terms of the market? Kevin has maintained a pretty doggone good footing. I know there's a lot of naysayers out there that are predicting the next doom and gloom, and that always happens. But boy, things have still churned pretty good.
Well, and I think Wall Street, likes the tax proposals.
Glad you mentioned.
A lot of the things that the administration is focused on, Wall Street has really embraced. And you look at S&P year to date up 9.5% or so. So it's been a very, very positive year.
How are we doing as far as the tax deal? You think there's a shot that gets through this year?
Well, I would hope so, John. I mean, you've got a Congress. I was glad to see the administration kind of put Congress on notice that they've got to go to work and get some things done. I mean, so far it's been disappointing. The lack of results that they've achieved are just very disappointing. They have been so ineffective that you would hope as they come back into session that that changes in a dramatic way.
Couldn't agree more. I need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about identity theft, something that we hate to talk about, but we need to. Back in just a minute with more Money Matters.
I'm not only an administrator, I'm a mom too. Hi, this is Katie, owner of Katie's Kids Learning Center, and I understand the importance of delicious, healthy foods. That's why we have personal on-site chefs who create fresh homemade purees for infants and tasty meals your children will love. We encourage good eating habits in a family-style environment. Don't have time to make dinner? We'll provide meals to go. These are just a few of the many reasons families and kids love Katie's Kids. Call or come in to enroll your child today or visit katieskids.net.
Have you been to Baxter's Restaurant and Chop House lately? If you haven't, you're missing one of the best dining experiences in the area. Enjoy a certified Angus beef hand-cut steak, or perhaps some of their seafood that's flown in daily, as fresh as you can get. Baxter's also features fine wines and spirits to complement their menu choices, and don't forget about daily happy hour specials and gift cards for the holidays. When you're looking for an enjoyable lunch or dinner experience, look no further than Baxter's, located on East Empire across from the airport and now open in Champaign-Urbana.
Welcome back to the show, Money Matters. I'm John Rudy from Kingston Wealth Management. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We're off to a great start. I've got a wonderful guest in the studio today, Katie Stell, who is the owner and actually operates and runs Katie's Kids Learning Center. Katie, good morning. Glad to have you with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to have Katie on for a multitude of reasons. Kevin and I, and Kevin Kingston's with me. I don't want to miss you, Kevin. I know
good morning, John.
You'll be
good
in more
morning,
on
Katie.
The, yeah. Kevin and I have talked a lot about the value of education when it comes, particularly in higher education. But there's an area that gets missed a lot, guys, and it has to do with early education. And Katie, I wanted to specifically talk to you about that because early education is something that you valued very, very strongly with your company. Talk a little bit about how you got started.
Katie's Kids is a great facility. My dad believed in my dream, and my dream was to make a difference. So
we
want to provide that in the first five because we know that that truly is the most important time frame in a child's life is the first five.
Absolutely.
So by providing them with that foundation, we're going to create children that have a lifelong love of learning, which is what we want. We don't want burnout early. We want them to seek that higher education in their future.
And you've got a couple facilities here in Bloomington Normal, is that right?
Yes, we've got two locations. We've got one in Bloomington as well as one in Normal. Both locations serve children ages 6 weeks up to 6 years of age.
Great. Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, and again, Kevin, referencing back, we talk about there's no question that the costs are going up for everything. They're going up for higher education. They're going up for early education. I know you've got some statistics we'll talk about, but I was telling Katie over the weekend, I read a great article in the Champaign-Urbana News-Gazette, and it talked about early childhood education as an investment. I just want to read something real quickly. He starts out, quality early childhood education provides the foundation and tools our children need to build better lives. It is the right thing to do and one of the most fiscally sound investments we can make. He goes on to talk about parental involvement, which I'll talk about, but here's one point that I know you'll add to. Research shows that early childhood education increases a child's economic, social, and health outcomes over the short and long term. It helps children with readiness, improves high school graduation rates for teens, has positive career and health benefits for adults. I think when you look at that, Katie, as a basis, I think you talked off the air. That's what you believe in.
Absolutely. 100%. It's really the first five. How lucky are we to be able to be with the littles in our lives,
right?
And we're making a difference for the future. And so, it's quite an honor.
Yeah. Now, on a day-to-day basis, you obviously take kids from an early start, infant. What age group do you all go through?
We go through up to the age of kindergarten.
Okay.
So through preschool, through the age of five, and then depending on what their age is and their eligibility for kindergarten.
And when you talk about the statistics about what early learning does, and it is sort of the catalyst for the future of lives. Talk a little bit about when you see a child or some of the statistics that talk about when a child has that kind of development with a place like Katie's Kids Learning Center.
Absolutely. We're a play-based center, and so we believe that through play, children are learning. We do that in a meaningful way, which creates an excitement and a love for learning. And again, if we can provide that in the first 5 years, we're creating a love of learning for the future. I often refer to families, I say, wow, it's an investment for the first 5 years, but you're investing in the future. We often plan for college savings for our children. And
right.
Instead, we really want to be investing in the first five and then ongoing continue to save that money for the children for their college future.
And I think you mentioned and it talked about, Kevin, we talk about parental involvement in a lot of things.
Absolutely.
But I think, Katie, in this particular case, I think there's enough statistics that show that if you make that investment, if these kids are acclimated to that kind of an educational mm-hmm. standard and they're talked about college from that mm-hmm. 0 to 5, mm-hmm. it has an impact on how many kids then will actually go on to higher education.
Absolutely. We've got a simple stat for the state of Illinois. You're going to spend on an average in a center $13,000 for infant care for the average family. And right now the current state tuition for public college is $13,000
wow.
a year. So at ground level, we need to start saving for education and for the future of our future.
No
but
question.
Also the future of our children.
Kevin, I want to ask you a little bit too, because, you know, one of the things, Katie, you're always looking for ways to, how do you pay for that? How do you finance it? And clearly it's a bite and there's no mm-hmm. question about it. Kevin, you've talked about the ability for parents, grandparents to help out children, grandchildren. It's not just higher education that they can help out.
That's exactly right, John. It's become so important with the cost of not only college tuition, but as Katie's bringing up, early childhood education. Those expenses are big on young families in particular, and parents, grandparents can step up. Under the tax law, you can make a $14,000 annual gift to mm-hmm. each person. So grandpa can give grandchild 14, grandma can contribute 14,000. They can actually do that for an unlimited number of individuals. So no matter how many grandchildren they have, they collectively a joint gift, they could give 28,000 and there's no gift tax for them to pay. If they exceed the 28,000, the issue becomes the gift tax.
Mm-hmm.
So many grandparents want to stay under that taxable amount. But it's a great way for grandparents in particular, maybe aunts, uncles,
sure.
other individuals that want to see their young grandchildren or nieces, nephews, whatever the case may be, get that early childhood education. And it can be burdensome, I know, Katie, on parents to, you know, pay for that, fund all that. And then plus they're trying to save for college education too. So it's a great way for grandparents to really step in.
Katie, I know one of the things that always struck me as a parent is we've got so many two-wage earner families. You know, mom and dad both work out of the house. And I always remember when it was time to take Chris to a center, how you felt so good when you know you were dropping them off at a place that has the reputation, that you know you can go to work and kind of concentrate on things that get done. Because I got to tell you, when you hear some of the horror stories out there, and unfortunately there are, where a child may not be getting the kind of benefits, they may not be the kind of learning that you guys give. Is that something that you hear routinely from your parents like me? Because it was such a big part of my day, knowing when I dropped him off that I was going to get that kind of structure.
Absolutely. Peace of mind is key for families. We always hear about mommy guilt, and parents feel it all the time. And there's now daddy guilt as well, because dads are just as actively involved in a child's life as mothers are these days. And we welcome that. So our premise is really building relationships with each other, amongst children, caregivers and children, and relationships really are the key to quality care. By providing those relationships, it really allows for parents to have that peace of mind when they drop their child off.
Mm-hmm.
We've just recently had, it's constant. We hear families always saying how, you know, man, I made this change. We wanted to save a little bit of money, but boy, we found other ways to cut back in our budget to be able to provide quality, because it really, truly makes a difference to know that their child is safe and secure and that they don't have to question while they're at work, which also gains productivity for
definitely.
The employer.
There's no question so, about that. I mean, if you're, you know, when you have a parent who's constantly worried or on the phone, or they don't have that trust factor.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that Katie's Kids Learning Center, Kevin, you've known the family for a long time. And I think mm-hmm. that's one of the things people take pride in a community like Bloomington Normal, is like, okay, we know these people.
Absolutely.
We know what they stand for.
There's Katie behind the Katie's Kids.
That's exactly right. And so I think that's a wonderful thing.
I think, John, I'll just add
yeah,
that
please.
Where Katie's in keenly involved on a day-to-day basis. I can only imagine that the families that bring kids there, knowing you, you know, just take a lot of comfort that you're there and active and involved, and that may not always be the case.
Yeah, and it's great because I'm a mom, too. I can really relate to them. I have two children of my own, so it makes it very real to have conversations with parents, and I do it on a daily basis. And it's exciting to be able to not only educate children, but we're educating families as well.
Well said. I can't say enough for the reputation you guys have deserved in this community. And I think it will bode well for the future. There's no doubt it's a cost, and it's a tough thing for families to encounter. But I think there's ways, Kevin, you've mentioned this so many times, when you try to save sometimes and cut back, it can end up costing you in ways that you just can never, ever recuperate. And so you got to figure out a way to get it done. And I know you do a lot of counseling to folks on some ways that they can do it. Tell us a little bit where your facilities are located.
Yes, we have our original location is in Bloomington. It's located off of Ireland Grove Road and Tawana Barnes, right next to the Pony Fields. Mm-hmm. Our other location is located off of Fort Jesse and Hershey, right there in Jacobson. And both centers, well, our Bloomington location's been open 11 years, going on 11 years,
wow.
And our normal location, 8 years. So we're really proud to be in our community and making a difference in the future, and not just the immediate future, but the long-term future as well.
Katie, I'm so glad you joined us this Saturday, and I know our listeners certainly get a lot about it. Is there a number that they can call you if they've got any questions next week?
Yep, it'd be best really check out our website, so that way you can speak to
Perfect.
Either location if you'd like to receive more information about either site as far as openings. Our website is www.katieskids.net, and we hope to hear from you and make a difference in the lives of more children in our community.
I hope you'll join us on a future show down the road. Thanks, and have a great rest of the weekend, Katie.
Thank you. You too.
We'll be back in just a minute with more Money Matters. This is John Rudy from Kingston Wealth Management.
It's time for a change. Bloomington Normal Community Bank recently expanded from a loan office to a full-service bank, and we've been so well-received that we needed a new location. We're still on East Empire, but now at Carnahan Drive, near the airport.
We started in 1960 as a small community bank in Morton, and we have been a resource to Bloomington Normal businesses for decades. Backed by the strength of Morton Community Bank, with assets over $3 billion, we are large enough to handle your personal or commercial requirements.
Our bank is employee-owned. That means we have a vested interest in the success of the bank and its customers. And we have deep roots in this community. Call us at 309-433-9500, and one of our bankers will answer the phone.
Employee-owned, hometown service. That's Bloomington Normal Community Bank. Member FDIC. Look for the clock tower and you'll know. We have time for you.
Some of the best experiences in life are carefully planned down to the last detail to ensure their enjoyment. Retirement living is no different. If you haven't thought about your options, Westminster Village wants to remind you that now is the time to plan ahead and do your research. Westminster Village believes in celebrating life by providing excellence in senior living through a continuum of care and services. Call today to schedule a tour and see how the campus can fit into your plans for the future. It's never too early to plan ahead, so be sure to ask about waiting list opportunities as well. Westminster Village is a continuing care retirement community offering independent living, licensed assisted living, and skilled nursing care, all on its 40-acre campus in Bloomington. Ask questions and stay updated by following them on Facebook and Twitter at Westminster VLG, or visit the website at westminstervillageinc.com to schedule your campus visit.
Welcome back to the show, Money Matters. Thanks for taking part of your Saturday to join us this morning. I've got Kevin Kingston from Kingston Wealth Management with me as well. If you folks want to take advantage of Chris, Mike, or Kevin's abilities to maybe help you out a little bit with some questions, I know we've had some great callers from this show in the past couple of weeks take advantage of it. I think the guys do it for free for the first visit, so they might be able to take a look at a statement, might be able to take a look at what you got, and maybe give you an opinion on it. And you can reach them at 663-9477. And I know they're always glad to do that. I'll put words in your mouth, Kevin. I know even the boss will sit down with you. He's the best. Hey, I want to talk on a topic that I think is very important, Kevin, and it's about identity theft. You know, we don't talk about it a lot. We haven't really addressed it, but there's 15.4 million Americans last year that were hit in some form of identity theft, even My son Chris from our office got a call from a credit card deal last week, and it tried to corrupt his own credit card. So it's out there, and I think there are some things or some signs that you need to be aware of, and maybe start with credit cards.
I mentioned yesterday, John, and I'll revisit it with you just for a minute. You know, there's a scam where somebody calls you and tries to get you to say yes.
Correct.
And they record your voice and then somehow use that to make purchases or things that you really wouldn't have authorized. So if somebody calls you and says, "Can you hear me?" on the phone call, just don't respond.
Right, until you know who it is.
Trying to get you to say yes.
That happened to me. I know what you're saying. Excuse me. One of the things, too, Kevin, that when talking about statements, whether it's your bank statement, whether it's your credit card statement, pardon me, too many people don't pay attention to that. I think they don't look at it close enough. And a lot of these thieves stay just under the wire. It's not always a big purchase.
They might do a series of small purchases, John, and then all of a sudden hit the card with a major purchase. So it behooves you to review those statements either online or a paper statement and just make sure even small charges are something that you made or authorized, because it's happening very frequently.
One of the things people find out, too, is, Kevin, if they go in to do a refinance or if they go in to do any kind of financing, whether it be an automobile, home purchase, they can quickly find out if they get rejected and they know they've got good credit. That's sometimes a signal that maybe something's going on behind. And so,
and with your banking background, we were talking about, you know, it's not a bad idea to go to your own bank and have them do a credit report. There's some very legitimate credit services that you can go directly to, but then there's also some internet based operations where they're trying to get you to pay them or use them to get a credit report, which may be unnecessary.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the good things, too, that we are seeing on the good side of that is, Kevin, you know, we had the federal tax identity theft that where people were stealing tax refunds, things of that nature, and that was cut by 50% last year. And it's kind of reassuring to see at least the federal government's trying to put some things in place. You mentioned a couple of items that's helping with that.
One thing that you would have thought was already in place, IRS put a limit on the number of refunds that can go to one bank account. Previously, there was an unlimited number of refunds that could be direct deposited to one bank account. Now they put a limit on that, so it helps avoid somebody abusing that, committing fraud, and taking those dollars.
Well, there's a lot of things out there that you can pay attention to, and I think we covered the ones that I wanted to get to. But the main thing is you have to pay attention. Don't let your guard down. Just don't throw stuff away in the trash without shredding it. And understand that if someone's calling you asking for information, if you don't know them, you better be very, very careful about who you give out and what information you give out.
And cyber fraud is becoming more frequent, John. Securing websites and being careful about the websites you use is extremely important. You know, with all the devices we use, handheld phones, et cetera, just need to be careful about where you're logging in and what websites you're using to avoid somebody stealing that identity.
I hope you'll come back on a show here not too long. We'll give Mike and Chris time off again. It's been fun having you. It was great
thank you, John.
Yeah, good great having here. Katie Stell today. I want to thank our listeners also, our sponsors, Bloomington Normal Community Bank, Baxter's, Katie's Kids Learning Center, of course, Westminster Village. Always glad to have them folks back. Folks, I am out of time. I'll be back next week with another edition of Money Matters. Till then, this is John Rudy saying thanks for listening.
Securities offered through Valmark Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Valmark Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. Kingston Wealth Management, Inc. is a separate entity from Valmark Securities, Inc. and Valmark Advisors, Inc.